Hey everyone, welcome back to Just a VR Show. I'm Libby and I'm here today with realities.io, who are working on some really awesome virtual reality photogrammetry.
Photogrammetry.
So I just got to try some stuff they're working on and they had some really cool demos, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves and talk a little bit about what they're doing. So can you tell us a little bit about that and who you all are?
Yeah. So we're realities.io. We're coming from Germany. We're all big VR enthusiasts. We're here for our first accelerator program at Boost VC down in San Mateo.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting. It's a lot of work, but it's super exciting. So being on the forefront of virtual reality development and then having something cool as what we're doing with photogrammetry, we're really enjoying it. So I'm Dominic. I'm coming from a gaming industry background, have been building online communities for a long time. Some of them are the biggest virtual reality companies, communities out there. For example, the Oculus community on reddit.com. And I'm happy to be here with these guys.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm Daniel. I've done a little bit of VR, started out doing VR research actually before Oculus. So with the old clunky headsets that cost like $10,000, and then got into the more professional VR space that was opening up at that time, which was lucky coincidence for me, and worked on for example the Audi VR experience, did a lot of that UX work there that was now finally published on that at CES this year. So I'm really proud to got all that that. Good feedback there, and I also was on Colossus, the VR game jam title.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
Did some UX design there, and now switched over to realities.io. Left my old company to go to San Mateo to an accelerator program and build awesome VR stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah, so actually I'm David, and I'm coming from archaeology, so I have a completely different background, and I did some scanning, some LiDAR scanning, photogrammetry, UAV-based photogrammetry and all this stuff, and I asked myself, so what can be done with all this awesome data? And that was at around the point that the Oculus Rift DK1 came up, so the first VR headset, and I experimented a bit with augmented reality on a smartphone, and I was like, wow, this is totally cool, having this real-looking scan stuff in VR, and well, I began to develop for the DK1, and things came together, and now we develop a device, and so.
Very cool. So what have been some of the like most exciting parts about building for VR right now?
Well, the coolest thing that we've always talked about is VR is so early in its stage that it's just very motivating for us to be able to shape the medium at least a little bit. We think that photogrammetry in VR is a very good fit, and as the technology on both sides, both photogrammetry wise and VR wise, is gonna just grow. These kind of experiences will also get more and more important. And well, we're one of the first guys in the whole VR industry to do something like that for the end consumer. So we're really proud to be able to be in the very early stage to shape it, at least a little tiny bit.
Yeah, on every stage. I mean, this is the same for all the design things we're working on here, and it's been so great to really start with a blank slate, and that is always something when you talk to other VR developers that comes up that this fun of just starting fresh and having all those conventions thrown overboard. And then you start to build conventions, and then the next headset generation comes out, and you find out like, oh, that conventions actually don't apply anymore, and you can start fresh again. So this whole dynamic space is just a lot of fun to play with, in all kinds of ways.
So what surprised you the most when you kind of started working with VR? Maybe like expectations you might have had that were just completely changed, or anything you just weren't expecting that. You've spent a long time working on anything like that.
I think we had the advantage actually of not, you know, having ever learned normal game design or something. So we had nothing to throw overboard that was coming from the old world.
Right.
I mean, I have a background as cognitive scientist, and that actually helped me a lot to work with all those things, because. You know, using those theories of perception and cognitive psychology, and so they can actually provide you a framework for doing design like that. And I mean, the same for you. I mean, I think it was just great. Of you were capturing the real world anyway, and you don't have to find ways to make it work on a 2D medium. Something that actually was made and meant to be for 3D medium.
So actually, I started like my first experience. I was like trying to fly around with a Razer Hydra controller, and well, I didn't expect to get that much dizzy, and so there's stuff you'll find out on the way. I think we run in very little unexpected stuff. So sometimes you just like think, oh, this won't work, and suddenly it works. But
there are a lot of like happy little accidents, as Bob Ross would say. For example, one cool thing maybe is the locomotion method we're using now. I don't know if you've noticed during demos, but you're actually not teleporting, but you're moving there really, really quick. And that came about by actually me screwing around with somebody else on locomotion methods and like, haha, let's do something that's gonna make people really, really sick. And just, you know, make something fun for us to play around with.
Right.
And then we did that, and it turned out to be awesome. Because moving there really, really quick enables you to actually, you know, your brain to take notice of that travel that happens and update your mental imagery and your spatial representation of your surrounding. And you don't feel that disoriented that you often do when you teleport normally. So, yeah, that's
right.
Like a happy little accident that happened just from playing around.
Yeah.
The thing that surprised me the most when working or checking out VR stuff is for example, I've been working at Rockstar Games before, and everyone's crying, oh, how cool would GTA be in virtual reality? But actually, those type of game experiences, they don't work.
They don't work.
They don't work because you have camera motions when like you have these first person animations where the camera is moving, your first person camera is moving, and these type of experiences just don't work. So it's a whole new paradigm where you have to really find out what works and what doesn't, and that's also super motivating for us to just play around with these kind of things and find, well, happy little accidents. That's a really good way to say it.
Yeah. I know for me, when I was first, someone first told me that teleporting was like a mechanism that worked in VR, I was like, no way, and like that general kind of approach, and like how the, I like your implementation of the teleportation because it's not disconnecting you from the environment. That was a really interesting, it's fascinating that was like an accident almost. What's been your biggest technical challenge or your biggest kind of design challenge? Anything that particularly jumped out is like, ooh, that took us a lot longer to figure out than we thought it would.
That's a tough question because there are so many constraints at the moment with virtual reality that you have to work around. So you can't make anyone sick. So you really have to go around that problem, which is hard from a design perspective. For example, what we're doing, the virtual tourism or more or less virtual tourism stuff, you want people to be able to explore whole places. And how do you do that? Like, do you rapidly move them around without making them sick? That's one of the hardest constraints. It's not per se a technical challenge, but it plays into that very much.
Yeah.
I think for us at the moment, biggest technical challenges is the entire workflow of creating photogrammetry based VR, because it is something where you don't have standard tools that take you through the process. Like there's tools for doing photogrammetry, there's tools for, you know, working with the images, and there's tools for making VR content, but they don't fit together. You just feel that they are not meant to be because they come from totally different backgrounds. I mean, photogrammetry, the most tools you get nowadays are made for geospatial industry. So they're actually made to measure geospatial for geospatial projects. And you know, all the output files and all that kind of stuff is not really meant for being in VR. And so there's no one major roadblock, but there's like so much tiny different things, mm-hmm. and you have to learn like what that parameter does and that one, and there's like does not even have a tooltip or something, and you have to figure all those things out. And that's where David has done, I mean, so much stuff already. He's been working on those things for 4 years with photogrammetry. And you know, we are happy to plug that all together and make it work as a whole, but all those little details and all those little steps, they just add up to one big technical challenge.
Yeah.
Well, and even if there would be a pipeline like typical game design assets, you would it still wouldn't work because like stuff like normal maps, it doesn't work in VR because it's just like shading and it looks fine on a 2D screen. But once you have stereoscopy, it just looks flat. So
right.
You can't do the typical workflow anyway. So you have to really like use more geometry and stuff like that. So that's a lot of small technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So,
and then plus working with the better hardware as we had today. Firmware update and the stations, and suddenly the glossy wall is a problem that hasn't been a problem before.
For the viewers out there, we have these glossy whiteboard walls in our office, and the laser tracking system of the HTC Vive doesn't really like these glossy reflective walls. So those are things that you just have to learn on the way.
Right.
Technical challenges, which also the hardware manufacturers have to move around. Yeah, but we get there in the end.
Yeah.
I'm confident.
Yeah, working with.
We're looking forward to our Vive Pre and see if that feels better with the glossy walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard both. I've heard both ways, and I've heard it changes like over the different software updates. And sometimes it was fine, and then the next day they come back and it's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, what happened?
Well, they're still figuring out stuff, so
yeah.
That's cool.
So, what does a typical day look like for you, if there is one? I know people ask me that a lot. I don't really have a typical day in my job, but I'm guessing it's probably similar. But you know, what sort of have any routines or anything?
I think we have episodes because
like that.
there's when we start out with a project, we have to go to the place and we have to check it out and we have to get a feeling for the place and. And we don't only want to transport the place itself, but also its story, and tell people about this place. And so we have to learn about it first. So this is a bit like documentary filming in a way.
Yeah.
So you go there, you scout locations, you check out things, and you see like, well, that might work, that might work not so much, and that is horrible. And so you find your way around, and then it's taking the photos, which. Depends like how big the space is and all that kind of stuff, and that's really different from now being here and working on the actual project, where we just get up in the morning like and then get down here and get to work in front of our computers, which is probably like a day of like all other software developers have or game developers have, just crunching in front of your computer. So.
Yeah, we're also in a special situation at the moment where we are working on our project but also working. On the company itself. So
right.
Being in an accelerator program is there to like nail down the business model, find what the target audience is, talk to investors, and that all, these are the episodes that we have.
Yeah.
Like
right.
some days we are at CES, for example, seeing all the cool stuff, meeting new contacts, and then it's back to the dev cave again, working on stuff, me writing emails to investors, we're checking out each other's work. So it's a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah.
But which
is awesome.
Super exciting. Yeah.
And I like that. I like that, difference that you have from day to day.
Yep.
Yeah, you mentioned the dynamic nature of the VR industry being a big motivator.
Yes.
So that
definitely.
You kind of have to like that to be there at this stage.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have any advice for someone who's just starting out and looking to get into VR?
Go for it. I mean, go
it.
For it. It's actually, I've been telling so many young people that ask me this question. I've been organizing meetups, and there's so often people coming up to you and saying, hey, I want to go into VR. What's the first thing I have to do is just decide that you really want to do it. I mean,
and that's
the two of us have quit our jobs. Like he's been working for the Audi experience. I've been working at Rockstar Games. David has also like left his friends behind and went all in with all of this.
But actually, I also quit my job.
He also quit it, but he
quit earlier.
But all of us quit our jobs. And right now it feels just so energizing. It's draining as well because it's lots of hard work. But you're really building something. I mean, you're working on your own baby, so to speak, trying to make the baby more beautiful and like show it to people and say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we've created.
Yeah.
And that is very fulfilling. That is super, super, super intense, and that gives a lot of motivation. So the first thing I'd say is just if you really want to go into VR and you're really enthusiastic about it, which is super, super important.
Right.
Because if you just go into VR to become rich quick, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen for the next couple of years. So you have to be really enthusiastic about the topic, and then find something that's interesting for you. If you love talking to people, be an evangelist like you. I mean, she's getting paid for telling people how cool VR is
and for testing stuff.
That's the best part. But again, if you like developing, if that's something for you, get down into the nitty-gritty details, get an engine running, put in your first Oculus camera or Oculus controller, and just work from there. If it's your thing to be moderating online communities, do that. There's so much stuff happening in all different areas of virtual reality. So just pick something that you really love and do it.
Yeah, I think that's a good way. Like, don't leave your old life behind, but you know, there's something that you can bring to VR that nobody else can, and that you know, you can contribute to that community, and I think that is something that makes it so diverse at the moment, because nobody, you know, was taught how to do VR, and we all come from like weird. I mean, look at us three. Like, we have super weird backgrounds that you would not associate with going into VR, and so have others. Like, so many other people I've talked today, they just have weird backgrounds, and they just ended up in VR and now doing awesome stuff.
Yeah, pretty super awesome stuff.
And the other advice I would have is test. don't take the existing conventions too serious. I mean, they're there for a reason, but if you find out that, you know, they just hold in a certain under circumstances, or the new hardware generation just made them superfluous or something, just go with it and just have fun experimenting. Try it out and show it to people.
Yeah, so actually I can really add to that, to like just try it out, just give it a try. So because I was, as I said, I was working in archaeology, and it was in my spare times. I just sat down on the computer and played around a bit. I never expected to end up having my own VR company and
having Silicon Valley
and an accelerator program. So it was like just like, ooh, VR is cool, I have to try some stuff. And you know, things came together. So just start and experiment.
See where it goes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting me come and interview you and play with your tech. It's really, really cool. I can't wait until everybody can go play with this. Stay tuned for more information about Realities.io and what they're working on. I've included some links below so you can go follow them, talk to them yourselves. I've had an awesome time. Thank you again so much. Yeah. And best of luck with everything with the accelerator.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Glad you're here.